这一节圣经节说耶稣素来爱一个家庭。
Here it says that Jesus loved this one family.
那这个家庭就是马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路。
This family consisted of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
圣经没有说他的父母是谁。
They never spoke of the parents.
有很可能这三个人的父母已经不在了。
Quite possibly, the parents may have already passed away.
但是主耶稣爱他们就可以弥补父母不在的缺点。
But the love of Jesus substituted for the loss of the parents.
在圣经里面主耶稣所爱的家庭不是描写不是很多，这只是里面的一个。
So there are many families that are stated as ones loved by Jesus, but this is one of them.
那既然主耶稣爱他们，所以这个家庭就得到主很大的恩典。
Because Jesus loved this family, they received much grace from God.
那最大的恩典是在约翰福音十一章。
And one of the greatest ones was recorded in Luke, John chapter.
就是拉撒路从死里面复活。
John chapter 11, where Lazarus is raised from the dead.
我们看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
那些从玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。”三十三节。
33.
耶稣看见他哭，并与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹。这个地方讲这个拉撒路死以后他家人都在哭
After Lazarus passed away, his family wept.
因为一个人离世对一个家庭来讲，没有比这个更大的损失。
There is no greater loss than the loss of a family member.
所以忽然间三个人一个离世了。
There was only three of them, and one is now gone.
这个对他们来讲这个是一个很难过的事情。
This is a very sad event for them.
在他们最困难的时候。
So in this difficulty,
他们对主耶稣的爱很有信心。
They still held great faith in the love of Jesus.
他们也对主耶稣的能力很有信心。
They had great faith in the ability of Jesus.
如果主耶稣有能力不爱他们，
If Jesus had the ability to not love them,
那主耶稣的能力对他们也没有用。
Then Jesus' ability would be useless to them.
那主耶稣如果很爱他们，但是跟我们一样没有能力。那主的爱也没有什么用。
But if Jesus loved them, but he had the average abilities of an average man, then his love would be useless to them.
主耶稣很有能力，主耶稣又很爱他们，那这个就非常可贵了。
But Jesus had great ability, and Jesus really loved them. Now this is precious.
所以第三节说，他们姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
In verse 3, it says that the sisters sent for Jesus.Saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
所以连这个两个姐妹她也很清楚耶稣很爱拉撒路。
These two sisters were very clear that Jesus loved Lazarus.
那第五节说耶稣素来不只爱拉撒路，马大、玛利亚都爱。
In verse 5, it says that Jesus not only loves Lazarus, but also Martha and sister Mary.
所以今天如果我们很确定主耶稣很爱我。
So today, if we are certain that God loves us.
那我们就很确定。神的恩典一生一世跟着我们。
Then we can be certain that His grace will be with us for our lives.
这个家庭怎么会蒙恩呢？
Now, how did this family come to this grace?
我们把它做一个结论，一句话，就是主耶稣很爱这个家庭。
And it was because Jesus loved them.
那我们现在就来想这么多家庭，为什么主耶稣会特别爱这个家庭？
Let us think, there are so many families, then why did Jesus especially love this family?
我们从圣经可以看到一些原因。
We can see some reasons from the Bible passage.
请看路加福音第十章。
Turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
路加十章三十八节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进一个村庄。有一个女人名叫做马大，接到她自己的家里。这里说耶稣进到一个村庄。
Here it says that Jesus entered a certain village.
那马大把他接到自己的家里。
And Martha welcomed him into her house.
那马大到耶稣这个家庭啊，马大接耶稣进入这个家庭要做什么？
Why did Martha welcome Jesus into her house?
啊，就是要接待他。
Is to receive him.
啊，所以我们看那个四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
说马大事后的事多啊，心里忙乱。
And Martha was distracted with much serving.
我们如果看整段圣经，
If you look at the entire passage,
有时候我们会一直强调玛利亚很重要。
Then we often focus on how the importance of Mary.
不错，玛利亚很重要。
That how important it is to be a Mary.
但是马大也是很重要。
But Martha is also important.
她爱耶稣。哦、这个村庄里面有很多的人，很多的有钱人，但是只有马大把他接到家里面来服侍他。
He loved Mary, even though the village was full of others, only Mary received him.、
哦、所以为什么耶稣会爱这个家庭？
Why did Jesus love this family?
因为这个家庭爱耶稣。
Because this family loved Jesus.、
哦、所以主耶稣爱他们。
That is why Jesus loved them.
那这个家庭就容易得恩典。
And that's why it's so easy for them to receive blessings.、
哦、我们来看、约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
啊，约翰一书。
First John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
约翰一书三章二十二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 22.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，啊，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。这里说我们一切所求的就从他得着。
Here it says that whatever we ask, we receive from him.
这个就是说祷告很有体验，很有功效。
And it shows that this is saying that our prayers are very effective.
那我们向神求就从神得着，这个就是、得恩典。
So whatever we ask that we receive, that is a grace. That is a blessing.
那一个人求神就听他的祷告，为什么呢？
Now,Why would God listen to the prayer of this person?
这里说，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
It's because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight.
那我们再问，那神的命令是什么？
Then we ask, what are the Lord's commandments?
二十三节。
23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他的儿子耶稣基督，并且照他所示我们的命令彼此相爱。
So, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment.
这个23节我们大部分都已经做了一半。
So, in this verse 23, we've probably done half of this.
我就是信耶稣基督。
We believe in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这一半我们绝对有。
This we have satisfied.
但是我们祷告会不会发生功效啊？还有下一半。
But there is another condition as to whether our prayers will be effective or not.
要照他的赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And we need to love one another according to the commandment that he's given us.
所以这样看起来，祷告要蒙神垂听，要多得恩典，一个很重要的条件，就是我们要多爱主耶稣。
In order for our prayers to be heard and in order to receive his blessings, we must love him more.
那主耶稣已经升到天上，你怎么去爱他？
But Jesus is already in heaven. How do we love him?
主耶稣说，你如果爱弟兄姊妹，就是爱我。
But Jesus once said, if you love one another, then you love me.
神就是爱。
God is love.
当我们爱弟兄姊妹，就是神跟我们同在。
When we love our brothers and sisters, then God is with us.
所以我们祷告就会比较功效。
And that is when our prayers will be effective.
但是当我们对人都没有爱。
But when we have no love towards others,
就是神没有在我们里面了。
Then God is no longer in us.
因为神就是爱啊。
Because God is love.
我们不爱人就是没有神。
If we don't love man, then God is not in us.
那你没有神跪下来祷告就很难发生功效。
But if God is not in you and you try to kneel down to pray, then it is hard for it to be effective.
所以这个家庭啊，会得神的恩典，因为这个家庭有爱。
This family received God's grace because they have love.
因此有时候我们如果一直祷告好像都没有什么结果，不只是说我们要反省，我祷告有没有迫切，有没有认真，
sometimes,
有没有信心。
Sometimes when we pray and our prayers are not effective, not only must we examine ourselves to see if we have prayed hard enough or if we have enough faith.
我们要祷告，我们要想审查，我除了信耶稣之外，我有没有真的爱神。
But we must also examine ourselves and see if we, beyond loving God, do we
be, 除了信耶稣以后，我们有没有爱神？
Beyond believing in God, do we love him as well?
很可能这是一个关键。
Because that may be the condition.
我们现在看这个 一个例子，以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's look at an example in Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说：“我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为什么不理会呢？”这个以色列百姓在问神啊。
The Israelites are asking God here.
说我们禁食，你为什么不看见呢？
Why have we fasted and you have not seen?
他不只是祷告啊，他甚至禁食啊。
Not only have they prayed, but they've also fasted.
祷告已经不简单了。
It is already pretty good that they pray.
像我们在教会里面一次祷告半个钟头，这不简单了。
And for us to pray half an hour, that's not an easy thing.
那禁食是更进一步，不吃不喝。
But they're fasting here. They aren't eating or drinking.
那本来禁食祷告力量很大的。
A fasting prayer should be very powerful.
禁食祷告可以赶鬼。
A fasting prayer can cast out demons.
禁食祷告神会赦免我们的罪。
Fasting prayers can lead God to forgive our sins.
禁食祷告神会垂听。
Fasting prayers will be listened to by God.
那为什么这里禁食祷告神也不听呢？
But why is it that God does not listen to their fasting prayers?
那如果我们看后面。
If we continue to read.
第八章，那第八节。
Verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 58,
verse 9.
那时你求告神，他必应允你，你呼求他，他必说，我在这里。听读。
Oh, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am.
到了第九节啊，祷告就很有功效。
In verse 9, the prayer is very effective.
你求告神，神就应允你。
You shall call and the Lord will answer.
那你身上就很多恩典了，你一祷告他就应允你，不是恩典吗？
If he will answer every time you pray that call, then is that not a great blessing?
那你呼求他，他就说我在这里，就是你跟神的关系很亲密。
If you cry and he says, here I am, doesn't this show that you have a close relationship with God?
那为什么第三节禁食祷告神不听，到了第九节你一祷告神就听呢？
So why is it that in verse 3 you fast and pray and he does not listen, but in verse 9 you call and he responds?
原来他的生活有一些改变。
It's because there is some change in their lifestyles.
那这个第四节是说祷告生活没有改变，所以神不听。
Here in verse 4 it says that your lives, you do not change your lives.
所以你们禁食第四节互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。
That you fast for strife and debate, and you strike with the fist of wickedness.
这个就没有爱心了，没所以神不听。
So you have no love. That's why God will not listen.
好，那我们现在再看第六节。
Verse 6.
我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳索，解开恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由。折断一切的恶吗？第七节。
Seven.
不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体淋漉自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？所以这个六七八节就是在讲生活上实行爱心。
In verse 6 through 8, it speaks of examples of how you can show love.
那我们生活改变了，变成有爱心，祷告就会有很多体验。
Once we adjust our lives so we can show our love, then prayers will become effective.
所以为什么拉撒路这个家庭得恩典？
Why did Lazarus' family receive blessings?
因为这是一个爱主的家庭。
It is because they are a family who loves God.
所以他们向主耶稣的祈求。主耶稣垂听。
God listened to whatever they asked for.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
所以我们要用我们的家庭来爱神爱人。
We need to use our entire family to love God and love man.
那这个家庭会充满很多的恩典。
Then this family will be full of blessing.
那第二个。
Second.
为什么这个家庭会充满神的恩典？
Why would this family be full of God's grace?
我们来看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 37.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm number 37.
第四节
Verse 4.
诗篇三十七篇的第四节
Psalm number 37 verse 4.
说又要以神为乐，他就将你心里所求的事给你。
And delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
这里说将你心里所求的事给你，这个就是得恩典。
He's here, he says, he shall give you all the desires of your heart. This is a blessing.
我们跪下来祷告，总是对神有很多的祈求。
When we kneel down to pray, we have all sorts of requests for him.
如果神成全我们的祈求，就是神的恩典临到我们的家庭。
If God answers your request, then God's blessing has fallen onto your family.
那要有这个体验，要有一个条件。
But there's a condition to receiving this blessing.
就是你要以神为乐。
You must delight yourself in the Lord.
所以我们这个祷告要发生功效，不只是你跪下来祷告，要很信心，要很专心，生活要改变。
For a prayer to be effective, not only do you have to be full of faith and persevere, but you also need to change your own lives.
那到底这个以神为乐是什么意思？
What does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord?
你想想看哦，哪个地方会让你快乐？那个地方你一定花很多时间。
Now, whatever it is that makes you happy, you will spend lots of time with on it.
所以有的人啊，你现在哦，现在很多人就捧了一个电脑，对不对？年轻人。
Some people carry their laptops all the time.
因为那里面也有音乐，也有电影，什么都有。
Because there are movie files, there are music files in it.
那个就是他快乐的来源啊。
That is the source of their joy.
所以除了睡觉以外，就是捧着电脑。
So, during their waking hours, they will carry their laptop with them.
那电脑已经超过了电视了。
So, the laptop is even more important than the TV.
所以现在的人是以电脑为乐。
So, the TV is the source of their delight.
所以什么地方觉得你快乐，你就会花很多时间。
Whatever makes you happy is you will spend lots of time with it.
好，我们现在来看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
22:26.
Job chapter 22:26.
好，约伯记22:26.
Job chapter 22:26.
好，23节哈。
23.
你若归向全能的神，从你帐篷中除掉不义，就必得建立。24节。
24.
你要将珍宝丢在尘土，将恶匪的黄金丢在溪河之间。25节。
25.
全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝贝。26节。
26.
你就要以全能者为喜乐，你向神扬起脸来。27节。
27.
你祷告他，他就听你，你也要还你的愿。这个27节啊，以利法啊，第一节说以利法，他讲的完全一样，跟诗篇讲的完全一样。
So here the words of Eliphaz are the same as the words of Psalm.
就是你要以神为乐，你扬起脸来向他祷告，他就听你。
That if you make your prayer to him, then he will. If you lift up your face to God and you make your prayer to him, he will hear you.
那这个前面里面呢，有一段这样讲啊。
And in the beginning, it says.
所以23节要从你的帐篷中除掉不义。
In verse 23, you will remove iniquity far from your tent.
这个帐篷就是我们的家庭。
The tent is your family.
你如果祷告要发生功效。
If you want your prayers to be effective.
你的家庭上上下下找不义的都要拿掉。
Then you need to remove all iniquity in your household.
比方说你家庭如果有偶像。
For example, if you have idols in your house.
有符咒。有符咒那个拜偶像那个符咒。就是叫 charm, 很容易。
If you have incense,
甚至连天主教的那个圣母玛利亚
，or if you have religious relics of like the of Saint Mary,
或者那个十字架
，or if you have crosses,
这个十字架当来保平安的
，if you have a cross for the sake of bringing peace,
这个十字架就变成偶像
，then this cross has become an idol.
这个是不义的，在神面前是不对的。
All these are considered iniquities in the eyes of God.
那你放在家里面祷告不会发生功效。
So if you leave these in your own house and you start and you try to pray, then your prayers will not be effective.
这个要丢掉。
These things you must cast away.
我们家庭里面有一些不好的图片、不好的 CD、不好的录影带，全部要丢掉。你祷告才有功效。
Or if you have indecent photos or music or DVDs, all these things we must throw away.
那除了这个之外。24节。
Beyond this, in 24,
要将珍宝丢在尘土，黄金丢在石头之间。
That you must lay your gold into the dust and the gold of Ophir amongst the stones or the brooks.
那我们在想，那不是这个不是走极端吗
？Isn't this being a little extreme？
这个不是说真的要把钱丢掉。
This isn't to say that you should throw away all of your money.
而是要强调你要以全能者为珍宝。
But it is to emphasize how you must see the Almighty as your gold.
这样的话，你祷告才会有功效。
And then your prayers will be effective.
我常常在想一个故事啊。
I often think about this story.
如果一个新郎跟新娘结婚。
If a bride and a groom would were to marry.
那这个新郎很爱这个新娘，买一个很大颗的钻戒给这个新娘。
Groom truly loves the bride, so he buys a very large diamond ring.
这个新娘就一直看那个钻戒，已经忘记新郎了。
And so this bride keeps looking at the ring and forgets about the groom.
请问，如果你是新郎，你怎么办
If you were the groom, what would you do?
你很爱她，买一个钻戒给她。
You love her, so you buy her this big diamond ring.
她爱那个钻戒，已经忘记了你。
But she loves this diamond ring and has forgotten about you.
当然你很不舒服啊。
You would not be happy.
一直跟她提醒啊。
You'll remind her.
提不醒，钻戒拿回来，她就会开始就注意你。
And if she's not reminded, then you might take the ring back, and then she'll remember you.
神赐给我们很多恩典。
God has given us many blessings.
健康的身体，
a healthy body,
美好的家庭，
great family,
成功的事业，
successful career.
这个本来都是好的。
All these things are originally good.
但是问题就是说，神赐给我们这么多，我们现在就注意这个忘记了神。
But God has given us all these things, but we only focus on these things and forgotten about God.
讲到家庭，什么生日，什么要去哪里，都有时间。
So when it comes to someone's birthday and whatever things that we have to do, we all make time for it.
讲到运动锻炼身体都有时间。
When we talk about having to exercise and making time for that, then we seem to find time.
讲到要维持我们的事业怎么成功都有时间。
When we talk about what we need to do to keep a successful career, we always have time for that.
讲到拜神我没有时间。
But when we have to make time to worship the Lord,
这个变成事实啊。
This is what has become fact.
所以神就一直跟你提醒。
So God keeps trying to remind us.
提不醒怎么办？
And if he doesn't remind us of what he's to
do,
then he'll take back the blessing.
你就开始回来找神了。
And then we will come back to God.
所以我们要以神为乐。
We need to have God be our source of joy.
在神给我们这么多恩典里面，我们不要忘记生命中最重要的一个中心就是神本身。
Amongst all the blessings that he has given us, we must not forget what is the center of it all, which is God himself.
那这样我们才会继续不断地领受神更丰富的恩典，一直到我们回到天国为止。
Only then will we be able to receive more blessings until the day that we return to our heavenly home.
那这个家庭啊，是渴慕神的家庭。
And this family is one that longs for the Lord.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
他们耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人叫马大，接到他自己家来。39节。
39.
结果妹子名叫玛利亚，在坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道。这里说玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道。
It says Mary who sat also at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
我们看42节。
42.
但不可少的只有一件，玛利亚选择上好的福分。
So, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part.
所以对主耶稣来讲，玛利亚选择上好的福分。
So, in Jesus' eyes, Mary has chosen the good portion.
所以今天什么叫做渴慕神，以神为乐？
What does it mean to delight in the Lord?
圣经告诉我们说，我们神就是道。
But Lord, God is the Word.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
所以以神为乐就是以道为乐，以灵为乐。
So to delight in the Lord means to delight in the Word and to delight.
这个以道为乐就是很喜欢看圣经。
So to delight in the Word means that you liked reading the Bible.
我们喜欢聚会听道理。
You enjoy coming to service and hearing the gospel.
我们很喜欢读一些属灵的刊物。
We like reading the whole religious publications.
这个叫做以道为乐。
That is to delight in the Word.
我们现在这个科技很发达。
And technology is very advanced these days.
教会里面的每一个正道都有录音。
So every sermon is recorded.
那有一些正道这个道理很宝贵。
Some of the sermons are very precious.
所以有时候我们借回去，有时候你开车也可以听。
Sometimes we can borrow them and listen to them even when we're driving.
所以开车不会浪费时间
了。That way your driving is not a waste of time.
那你去买一盒那个圣经的录音带，用讲的圣经的录音带。
Or perhaps you can buy audio recordings of the Bible being read.
那你在开车你就放来听。
And you can listen to it while you're driving.
那这样一年的话，你这个圣经录音带可以听好几遍了。
In 1 year's time, you can listen to the Bible quite a few times.
那这个叫做以神为乐。
And that's what it means to delight in the Lord.
喜欢听神的话，想神的话，讲神的话。
Enjoy listening to God's word, to think about God's word, and to speak God's word.
因为神就是道。
Because God is the word.
你在渴慕神的道，就是在渴慕神。
So if you long for the word, then you long for God.
那第二个就是神的灵。
Second point is God's spirit.
神的灵就是圣灵。
God's spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以以神为乐就是喜欢祷告。
To delight in the Lord means that you enjoy praying.
有人觉得说这个祷告有什么秘诀？我跪下来，我每次跪下来祷告，好像在罚跪一样。
Some people wonder, is there any secret to praying? Because every time I kneel down to pray, I feel like I'm being punished.
那有什么秘诀让我祷告不会觉得好像罚跪？
So is there some secret trick so I won't feel like I'm being punished each time?
这个秘诀就是如果你很怕祷告，你就多祷告。
The secret is, the more you fear praying, you should pray more.
那你一直祷告到你心里有感受，你就很喜欢祷告。
Pray till you actually experience something, then you will enjoy praying.
那我们很怕祷告，是因为我们祷告不够。
If we fear praying, it means we haven't prayed enough.
你想想，天父是爱我们的神。
Now our heavenly Father is our Lord who loves us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐都是从他来的。
All that is good comes from him.
他是众光之父。
He is the Father of light.
那我们跪下来祷告，跟神在交通，这是一种享受啊。
When we kneel down and we talk, communicate with him, isn't this a source of enjoyment?
那为什么我们会怕祷告呢？
Why would we fear praying?
就是我们祷告没有深入。
It is because our prayers are not in depth.
如果祷告深入下去，你会很享受。
If we pray in depth, then we will be enjoying ourselves.
所以有时候我们聚会哦，看起来好像是身体比较劳累。
Sometimes it feels like when we come to service, we're physically really tired.
祷告完，你聚完会觉得心里很轻松。
But spiritually, you feel very relaxed.
觉得很满足。
Because you're very fulfilled.
你摸摸口袋，钱也没有增加。
You look fill in your pocket, and it's not like you've earned more money.
好像问题还在啊。
Problems are still there.
那为什么我心里会很平安、很喜乐呢？
So why would my heart be filled with peace and joy?
就是神充满在我内心。
It is because God is filling your heart.
当我们去追求神。
When we seek God,
神充满在我们内心,
and God fills our hearts,
你就觉得很满足,
then we will be satisfied.
那这样的话, 我们祷告就会发生功效,
and then our prayers will be very effective.
因为我们很渴慕神,
because we long for the Lord.
所以玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前听到了,
Mary chose to sit at the foot side of Jesus.
这个就是渴慕神。
And this shows her longing for the Lord.
所以主耶稣喜欢这个家庭。
And that is why Jesus loved this family.
因为这是一个渴慕神的家庭。
Because this was a family who delighted and loved the Lord, longed for the Lord.
因此我们的家庭里面啊，有时候要常常一起祷告。
Within our families, we should pray together.
有时候要常常。
Sometimes.
我们常常在一起可以讨论一些圣经的话。
And should gather to speak of the word of God.
分享一些神的恩典。
And speak of God's blessings.
是神在我们家里面做我们家庭的中心。
And so that way God can be the center of our household.
那我们的家庭就会被神喜欢。
And then God will like our household.
恩典就会充满我们的家。
And the blessings will fill our house.
所以当拉撒路生病的时候他们去请耶稣，后来耶稣就到他家。
When Lazarus grew ill, they invited Jesus to come, and Jesus eventually came.
虽然拉撒路死了。
But even though Lazarus was dead by this time,
主耶稣叫他从死里面复活。
Jesus called him out from the dead.
我们在世界上所得的恩典，没有一个比从死复活更大的恩典。
Of all the blessings that we can receive in this world, there's none greater than to be brought back from the dead.
因为生命是无价的。
Because life is priceless.
从死里复活，这个恩典是无价的。
To be able to be brought back from the dead, this blessing is priceless.
好，那我们再看这个家庭得到恩典以后。接下去怎么办?
Let us look to see what they did, this family did after receiving this blessing.
因为有的人一得到恩典就拜拜了。
Because there are some who receive a blessing and they say bye.
所以你看他需要的时候你就看他很认真在祷告。
When they need something, we see them very focused in their prayers.
但是等到他得到了他需要的时候拜拜了。
But as soon as they receive it, then they go bye bye.
那这个家庭有什么不同?
Now what is different about this family?
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音十二章第一节。
John chapter 12, verse 1.
这里说逾越节前六日耶稣来到伯大尼就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。这里说耶稣来到伯大尼。
Here it says that Jesus came to Bethany.
这是主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的地方。
This is the place where Lazarus was brought out from the dead.
这也是这个家庭得到恩典的地方。
This is the very place where the family received this blessing.
那在这里到底发生什么事
情? What happened here?
第三节。
Verse 3.
玛利亚就拿一斤极贵真拉达的香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了香气。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair.
这里说一斤极贵的真拉达香膏。
So that she used a pound of the costly oil.
到底有多贵呢?
How expensive is this oil?
有人去查考过，这个大概是一个女人一年的工价。
So according to historical studies, this would cost 1 year's wage for a woman.
我们现在美国平均国民所得一个人大概24,000以上。
So the average earning income of a U.S. resident is about 20,000.
如果你家的富人用24,000买一罐香水往头一直擦，我看那个先生头大概摇断了。
24,000. So if a woman was to buy a $24,000 perfume and to wipe with her hair, the husband would probably be in shock.
哇，这么贵的香膏你抹在你身上。
This is such an expensive perfume and you wipe it on yourself.
对先生来讲，这是痛在心里面了。
The husband would be greatly in pain.
我这么省，你这个一滴香膏就多少钱了？
I try to save so much, and yet one drop of your perfume, how much does that cost?
那这个一斤的香膏，她倒在耶稣的身上。
Now she used 1 pound of this fragrant oil on Jesus.
哦，这个爱是很大的。
This is great love.
是毫无保留的。
This is love without reserve.
所以我们看这个家庭是懂得感恩的家庭。
This family really knew how to give thanks.
他不只是得恩，而且他感恩。
Not only did they receive blessings, but they also expressed their gratefulness.
那人如果懂得感恩了，我们的信仰就会一直非常活泼。
A person who knows how to express thanks will have a very lively faith.
我们跟神的关系就不会被冷淡下来。
The relationship between God will never cool.
因为你很感恩。
Because you're always grateful.
是感谢神。
You always thank God.
那既然感恩，我们就一直想我要为神做什么。
If you're always grateful, then you will always think about what you can do for God.
这个信仰就不会冷淡下来。
Then your faith will never cool.
所以这个家庭哦，会蒙神恩典是有原因的。
There is a reason why this family received blessings from God.
那之后这个香膏倒出来以后，屋里就满了香气。
Now the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
因为玛利亚献的香膏就满了香气。
Because it was filled with the fragrance because of Mary's offering.
今天那个香膏代表什么？
What does this fragrant oil represent today?
那个香膏代表基督的香气。
This fragrance is the fragrance of the Lord.
我们怎么感恩呢？
How do we give thanks?
耶稣升到天上，你怎么感恩呢？
Jesus Christ has already ascended in heaven. How do we give thanks?
我们要建立一个基督化的家庭。
We need to establish a Christian household.
使基督的这个品德在我们家庭里面充满。
The likeness of Christ should be in our house.
那这个就充满着香气。
Then our house will be filled with this sweet fragrance.
这个家庭就能够荣耀神。
And this family will glorify the Lord.
这个就是感恩的表现。
That is a way to give thankfulness. Thanks.
那第二个。
Two.
我们看十二章，约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
有许多人犹太人知道耶稣在哪就来了，不但为耶稣的缘故，也要看他从死里复活的拉撒路。
Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead.
因为拉撒路也在中间坐席呀。
So Lazarus was present.
那主耶稣的马大玛利亚在接待耶稣的时候，拉撒路不见了，不晓得去哪里。
When Mary and Martha were receiving Jesus, we don't know where Lazarus went.
但是拉撒路从死里复活以后，
But after Lazarus was brought back from the dead,
现在他们请耶稣来坐席的时候，拉撒路就坐在中间。
Here, this time when Mary and Martha welcomed Jesus, now Lazarus was present.
那好多人看到拉撒路就信了。
And many people saw Lazarus and they believed.
所以拉撒路变成一个活的见证。
Lazarus has become a living testimony.
来见证耶稣的能力跟恩典。
A testimony of God's power and grace.
那今天我们要怎么来感谢神的恩典呢？
Today, how do we thank God for his blessings?
就是要把我们身上所得的恩典见证出来。
By testifying the blessings that God has given to us.
我们今天下午听到美好的见证。
This afternoon we heard a wonderful testimony.
怎么认识耶稣，生命能够改变。
How she came to come to know Jesus and how her life changed.
有时候我们要讲道理给别人听，别人跟你辩。
Sometimes if we try to preach a sermon, then someone will try to debate with us.
但是当我们开始讲我们本身体验神的恩典。
But if we speak of personal experiences of how we've experienced God's blessings,
没有一个人可以跟你辩。
Then no one can debate with you.
比方说，如果我脾气以前很不好。
If I said I used to have a very bad temper.
我现在信耶稣。
But now that I believe in Christ.
我得圣灵。
I receive the Holy Spirit.
我变得很温柔。
I have become very gentle.
因为神帮助我。
Because God helped me.
谁能够否定？
Who can deny this?
这是你的改变，谁能够否定？
This is your personal transformation. How can someone deny this?
那本来我们还没有信主以前，
because before we believed in Christ,
可能家庭很不和睦。
Perhaps there was no peace in the household.
那信了耶稣以后，
but after we came to believe,
大家被神的爱充满。
Everyone has been filled with God's love.
家庭很和睦。
So the family is very peaceful.
这个见证能够荣耀神。
This kind of testimony will glorify God.
证明耶稣有力量改变我们的生命。
It testifies to how God has the ability to change our lives.
谁能够否定你的
讲道？ Who can deny this?
所以我们很多人信耶稣以后都有很多的体验。
Many of us have experiences after we've come to believe in Christ.
那我们怎么来感谢神给我们恩典呢？
How do we thank God for these blessings?
就是要跟别人分享我们从主所领受的恩典。
By sharing with others the blessings that we have received from the Lord.
用这样来荣耀神。
And that is how we glorify the Lord.
也让人知道说信耶稣是很好的。
It shows others how it's good to believe in Christ.
那个好啊，不只是用物质表现出来。
And it is a kind of goodness that is not expressed only in material things.
那个好包括心灵的平安。
This goodness also exemplifies itself in peace.
包括内心的喜乐。
In inner joy.
那个好包括你从神得到力量。
This goodness also shows itself in how we receive strength from the Lord.
那个好包括你很失望的时候，神会安慰你。
The goodness also comes when God comforts us when we are dejected.
所以那个好是很多的。
There are some very many different kinds of goodness.
我们要多做见证。
And we need to testify.
这样来报答神。
To repay God.
主耶稣还活着。
Jesus Christ is alive.
他就活在我们中间。
He lives amongst us.
他要赐给我们恩典。
He will give us blessings.
我们从他周围看到很多人得神的恩典。
We see many people around us who have received blessings from him.
都是有原因的。
And there are reasons for it.
如果我们找到那个原因。
And once we find this reason.
我们也跟着这样来做。
And we do follow their example.
我们的生活会充满神的恩典。
Then our lives will be filled with God's blessings.
我们就会发现信耶稣很好。
And we will realize that it is good to know the Lord.
信耶稣不是一个重担。
Knowing the Lord is not a burden.
信耶稣是一种享受。
Knowing the Lord is an enjoyment.
这真好。
It is good.
这是人世间最大的福气。
It is the greatest blessing in this world.
相信耶稣，享受他的恩典。
To believe in the Lord and to enjoy his blessings. Let us sing hymn.